to near low 40s, and we're warming up, but only to the low 50s in a breezy afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear skies, lighter winds that'll drop down to the mid-30s to about 40. Partly sunny skies Thursday afternoon at the high of the upper 50s, and possibly even near 60. Then it's a little colder again under clouds Friday, the lower to mid-50s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Something old, something new, bridal event. Hosted by Weddings by Ali. The best wedding vendors in Baton Rouge. Food, cocktails, music, and tons of prizes. Tickets $15 online at Eventbrite. It's the Something Old, Something New Bridal Event. Thursday, January 27th at 6 p.m. at the Old Governor's Mansion, 502 North Boulevard, Baton Rouge. Tickets $15 online at Eventbrite or $20 at the door. Weddings by Ali. LLC.com.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
All right. Yes, we are here, 504-556-9696. And I could really use a couple callers that I haven't heard from before. Callers who've called in and regular listeners, please call in as well. 504-556-9696. I'm not sure if I'm going to take callers until after the bottom of the show, after the first half hour, but there's a really good, she's actually got a couple of really good video documentaries out there, and it's by Amy Says WTF. And if you don't know what WTF stands for, it means what the, you know, expletive. Anyways, with that said, Amy Says WTF has some, you know, if you've wondered about President Trump and if he's a good egg or a good guy or on the right side, I never knew this, that Donald Trump Jr., and to me, it just kind of raises, you know, both eyebrows at the same time and maybe even a spare eyebrow borrowed from somebody else. That Kimberly Guilfoyle, Donald Trump Jr.'s wife, is Gavin Newsom's ex-wife. Did you hear me? I said Kimberly Guilfoyle, Donald Trump Jr.'s current wife. Kimberly Guilfoyle is Gavin Newsom's ex-wife. And Gavin Newsom is a graduate of the World Economic Forum's Young Global Leader Program. And the World Economic Forum is a European constitutional monarchy set up by Klaus Schwab. It's a constitutional monarchy. And of course, Henry Kissinger was the driving force in the Council on Foreign Relations. And I'm glad to see that a lot of people are picking up the slack on reporting on the Council on Foreign Relations, which started and sponsored the Bilderbergs, or the Bilderberg Group, and which started and sponsored the Trilateral Commission and has had many members of the Council on Foreign Relations on both. And Henry Kissinger did all of that, along with people like Jimmy Carter and many others. Jimmy Carter was a founding member of the Trilateral. And if you look to the Council on Foreign Relations and the founding members there, like Cecil Rhodes and Rockefeller and Morgan, as in J.P. Morgan Jr., and Paul Warburg, of course, German high finance, German banking. But there's another site, and I'll bring your attention to it. LibertyGalaxy.com, shout out, /CFR-Bilderberg-in-Trump-admin/. And the number of Rothschild, Rockefeller, mafioso individuals that were, you know, it blew my mind when Donald Trump nominated John Bolton as, I don't know what he had him in as. It's in here somewhere. What was he? Not NSA, National Security Council. I'll have to look that up, but normally a lot of this stuff I should know off the top of my head. But the Council on Foreign Relations, and I brought up about how, you know, Ian Fleming, who wrote the Bond series, James Bond, and it was a spy himself and lived on one of the Guano Islands, one of the crowns of Guano Islands. He, and, you know, this gets into Epstein and others, Jeffrey Epstein, a member on the Council on Foreign Relations, Ghislaine Maxwell, a member on the Council on Foreign Relations, his Jeffrey Epstein's sidekick, who was, you know, prosecuted very lightly for like one crime, not literally, but pretty close to considering what she did. And yeah, I get it, you know, nail him for one, but her husband, Scott Borgeson, who was a Coast Guard Academy graduate and a Coast Guard officer and served under Thad Allen, Admiral Thad Allen. Thad Allen was a or is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's at NASA now trying to destroy it, take it down from within as a NGO or non-governmental organization or agency or subcontractor or honorary this or that to NASA, so that the Council on Foreign Relations, this world constitutional monarchy that all these guys are serving, whether they realize it or not, and it's, you know, the crown, the British German royal crown in England, because many of the members of the Council on Foreign Relations, the corporate members, not just the individual members, are members of the Trilateral Commission, possibly, and or the Bilderbergs, oftentimes, and or the World Economic Forum, like Gavin Newsom. And that, you know, it just bothers me that Kimberly Guilfoyle and her husband, Donald Trump Jr., and even Donald Trump, did not know any of this, even went to Davos to challenge it and wag a finger at it, and didn't have like a plan B to, if he was a good egg, stand up against it. But the more people are asking questions, and you can go into this LibertyGalaxy.com, and see, like on the front page, it has the Trump swamp. It's alive, and it goes into, they have Condoleezza Rice in there and Dick Cheney and Rex Tillerson and Jared Kushner and George Soros, which most people know. And if you know George Epstein, Kissinger, I'm trying to, it's difficult to see this page. I need to enlarge it, but, Goldman Sachs, of course, AIPAC, Blackstone, BlackRock is in there, Rothschild, Hillary Clinton, of course. Bill Clinton, and what they did to me, and I'm probably not going to survive much longer to get the word out. I'm probably going to be going dark on the air here soon. I've been through hell and back to understand better what's going on. But they had a girl named Nicole Lichtenstein involved in my proceedings, where I ended up before a military tribunal as an alleged civilian, where they were trying to declare me to be medically, mentally incompetent and force me to be my own counsel, even though they were trying to prove that I was incompetent, and use JAG counsel, Coast Guard JAG counsel. And I'm not in the Coast Guard, never been in the Coast Guard, was a naval officer, and the Navy's not doing anything about any of this or trying to figure out, you know, how this kind of stuff can be going on behind the scenes. We've been co-opted, corrupted, and the Council on Foreign Relations and Skull and Bones and Goldman Sachs, like Diane Goldman Feinstein, are involved in what's going on, and this has been going on for a while. We're just seeing the fruition, and I want to get into Ukraine when we come back and just mention a couple of things on that real quick. This is Maritime Matters, WGSO.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Join me, John Swisher, a.k.a. The Flaming Conservative, for Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya, Monday nights at 8 p.m. on WGSO and WGSO.com.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM. Every weekday from 4 until 5 from the heart of the Crescent City.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hurricanes and other disasters, whether natural or man-made, are becoming a way of life. For many, like Matthew Goche of Lake Charles, preparing go bags is essential.
We don't view it as a chore. We look at it as a way to have a family activity together. And to get started, we go to jw.org to find the things that we may need.
The effort paid off last August when the strongest hurricane winds in over 150 years battered Louisiana as Laura made landfall. Advanced preparation relieved stress as the Goche family prepared to evacuate. Matthew's wife, Daisy, felt that relief firsthand.
I deal with a lot of anxiety and stress. So for me, I would have been scrambling if I didn't have my go bag ready.
Ashley Reaney, also of Lake Charles, saw the value of go bags.
So we used over half of our go bag items within the first probably 36 hours.
Tips for disaster preparedness and suggestions for putting together your own go bag are available from FEMA at ready.gov, and you can search go bags on jw.org. Finally, Ashley's 10-year-old daughter, Arden, has this sound advice.
You might not think you need one, but trust me, you really will.
Maybe your portfolio should resemble your dinner, slowly cultivated, locally produced, and sustainable.
Join us at 5 p.m. Mondays for the Slow Money Show, WGSO 990.
That is the coming back music. And I like it. I like it like that. Anyways, so I wanted to go to the Ukraine real quick and got one of our regular listeners and callers who wants to go there too. But let me make a couple comments first. What I see what's going on in the Ukraine is just like Joe Biden did in Afghanistan. They're going to dump munitions and weapons in the Ukraine or in and around the Ukraine to disarm the United States from within to a large extent. And the same thing to an extent with Russia, possibly. Don't know how China's going to play into all this, but if you think that they're going to stay out when they are a quote unquote world leader now as a communo-fascist dictatorship that was set up by the United States, unbelievable. And if you don't believe that, just look at the history of Afghanistan and what went on in there, and bin Laden, and bin Laden sitting on the corporate board, the bin Laden family sitting on the corporate board of the Carlyle Group, and the Bush family sitting on the corporate board of the Carlyle Group. And it was the Carlyle and the Council on Foreign Relations and many of these Council on Foreign Relations members who were also graduates of the World Economic Forum's Young Global Leader Program and more, who carried out 9/11. And if you can't go there, I'm sorry. If you haven't figured it out, even if you were hesitant to go there, you know, George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, Cheney, all these people are members of the Council on Foreign Relations and acting to take down the United States and do so from within. They're, you know, Joe Biden's the same. Joe Biden is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And this is why, oh, that's what I wanted to mention about the Ukraine, is that the Council on Foreign Relations is of the opinion that limited use of nuclear weapons is okay. Seriously, that's how far out these people care nothing about you. And I don't think that any member of the Council on Foreign Relations should be forgiven or forgotten because, you know, oh, they were good. They were like Mother Teresa, and they were, no, they were like a good member of Council on Foreign Relations. No. If you are a good member, it's by accident or for cover. This is a secret society. It's a secret service. I think even Joseph, who's holding, was brought up how they worship Baphomet, which is a goat that sits and can do yoga and put up his hand and make it look like, dude, peace, man. Goats need love too. Bah. You know, it's insane what's going on in BlackRock and Blackstone and Walmart and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. They're all corporate members of the corporate state, which is the World Economic Forum. And the World Economic Forum has all of these other offshoots that are but government organizations, because they infest what appears to be the government and act as if they are the government and take on seats of power and trust, like John Bolton, John Negroponte. If you don't know who these people are, I'm just throwing it out and hoping that somebody out there has some historical memory. Like John Negroponte was a U.S. ambassador to, I think it was El Salvador. And it was Central America, but I think specifically I want to say it was El Salvador, which entailed Honduras and Guatemala. And he was running death squads, killing nuns, teachers, and priests, and taking out, basically carrying on depopulation in Central America to do what they're doing in LA now, to seize property on a grand scale and carry on redevelopment and, you know, brainwash the population or drive them into an early grave, and then use, you know, smart computers and hook you up to the Neuralink with Elon Musk and, you know, the graphene oxide in the injections or the kill shots or whatever you want to call them, to where they will have, and they think about that, they have a kill switch for the internet. So what about if, and however this kill switch is thought out or planned, that once they hack your brain directly, no longer just, you know, propaganda on the internet or propaganda on the news, they want to do a direct feed to control you, to hack your mind and have you living literally in like the movies, The Matrix, to where you don't control yourself. You don't own yourself. You don't own, and that is an issue of property. Like, you know, who owns and or controls your children? Who has the right to, you know, up to 18, and when they become a independent adult themselves, the state, which is Russia, it's the former Soviet Union, it's communism, and you see Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin shaking hands like two good old communists who know the bigger picture. And if you look at what the Council on Foreign Relations is and read some books on it or do a little bit of homework and understand that it backed, we had people here in the United States working with and taking direction from people in England, London, the and, you know, well, and Italy, I have to say. And this is one thing that's pointed out by Amy Says WTF very well in one of her videos, is about the Club of Rome owning and controlling the Royal Institute of International Affairs and the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderberg and the Trilateral Commission. And some of this she doesn't get into, but she does talk about the Club of Rome and the Royal Institute and the Council on Foreign Relations. But, you know, they're all one and the same, World Economic Forum. Gavin Newsom out here in California is, and I've heard some, I heard rumors that they'd gone after or are going after Justin Trudeau, and Canada wants to boot him out, much like they were trying with Paul Martin, who was a disciple of Pierre Trudeau. And, you know, the Canadians have somehow figured out that, oh, wait, there's videos of Justin Trudeau swearing allegiance to the crown and Queen Elizabeth. Real quick, though, back to the Ukraine was they're trying to pull the whole north and south, like here in the United States, and break it, you know, divide and conquer, like Vietnam, north and south, divide and conquer, Korea, north and south, divide and conquer. Ah, Germany. Let's do it a little bit different because Germany's, you know, very important into all this. Let's do it east and west. And that's what's going on with the Ukraine, is that the money trust, the bankers, the powers that be and should not be, and, you know, have nothing better to do than to play games with people's lives rather than enrich them and make them better. If they try to convince you that somehow that's what this is all about, just trust us, wait until you're dead. And then everything will be better for everyone else down the road. Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't think so. These people are nuts, and they have always been nuts, and they're inbred, and, you know, sorry. Anyways, Joseph called, and Joseph is a regular caller and listener. And let me bring him in real quick before we go to break. We're going to break here in a minute, but Joseph, you there?
Hello?
Sir Joseph.
You hear
yeah,
me?
Yeah, go ahead real quick. We got a minute.
Okay.
But yeah, we got a minute, but or less. We got 45 seconds.
Day,
but, well, wait. Listen.
One day I want you to look,
45
look
seconds.
At this whole
okay, stop. I'll hold you over, so don't hang up. We're going to break, but go ahead, start off, and then we'll go to break.
The Powerball. Not Powerball, the Rollerball. Remember a movie in the 70s called Rollerball?
Yeah, James Caan. Yeah.
James Caan was it? That actor, James Caan?
Yeah.
I believe.
That's what I just said. We're going to break. We're going to break. Joseph, hold on.
Disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends, and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
If you are or know of a veteran, first responder, senior citizen, or disabled person who lives in Louisiana and was affected by any hurricane this year, please listen carefully. MDR Disaster Relief and Veterans Outreach, in conjunction with FEMA and local authorities, is providing household items, construction materials, and home repair assistance, all at no charge. To learn more, please contact Joe at 717-623-0164 or Kim at 717-255-9168 or ask your department to call. Again, the numbers are 717-623-0164. That's 717-623-0164 or 717-255-9168. That's 717-255-9168. MDR is here for you.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. State police say the man who was shot and killed by a Lafayette police officer Sunday night reached for a gun. Trooper Thomas Gosson says Lafayette PD tried to apprehend the man after he allegedly stole a vehicle. Gosson says during a foot chase, one of the officers attempted to use a taser.
As the taser was being discharged, a canine dog accidentally received an electrical charge from the taser wires by going between the probes. The canine disengaged at that point. The suspect then reached for a visible gun.
The investigation is still underway, but at least now they know the officer was justified in firing his weapon. New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton is standing down after leading the team through 15 seasons with over 150 wins and a national championship. Payton says he'll retire. Canal Street Chronicle editor Ross Jackson says he thinks this is not so much about abandoning the team.
Sean Payton potentially stepping away to take on some television opportunities, potentially even stepping over to other teams. We kind of got the inkling that it was either New Orleans or nowhere for Sean Payton, and now it's looking like the latter.
This is news on LRN.
DraftKings Sportsbook is coming soon to Louisiana. It won't be long until you can bet on all your favorite sports from the comfort of your own home. To celebrate, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving customers $100 in free bets when you sign up before they go live. No deposit required. DraftKings is bringing their experience as a leader in daily fantasy sports to the sports betting world and have created one of America's top-rated sportsbook app, DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code LA Sports when you sign up. Those who sign up right now will get $100 in free bets to use once mobile sports betting hits Louisiana. That's code LA Sports to get $100 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP. 7867. 21 and over. Louisiana only. Availability varies by parish. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 1 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
When there's a battle, bring strength.
When there's a problem, seek answers.
When there is doubt, give hope.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
be there.
Break. I was doing my rendition of Monster Truck Sunday. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. And it kind of came over into, I don't know, maybe not. Anyways, now it did. Let's talk about the Ukraine. But I mentioned about John Bolton, and this is, you know, coming from Trump. Amy says, WTF, what the? Where she has in there that Trump is not here to save you. He's not the Messiah. Sorry. And be careful. Be aware. He nominated and named H.R. McMaster, I think is one of his first national security advisors, who's a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. He fired him and Flynn. And, you know, I think Flynn is, you know, I've seen some of the interviews, and it just shocks me how unawares he is in what is going on. And I assume that's because he's part of it. But H.R. McMaster, I think, was the second one. General Flynn was first. And H.R. McMaster is a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. And then he replaced him with John Bolton, who's a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. So they are, and people don't get it, the New World Order is a Masonic order. It is the Illuminati. They are in both parties. They've infested both. They've infested the world, including the royal houses. And some are not actually emanating from, but have taken over a number of the royal houses. And I'm not excusing any of the royal houses, but anyone with any level of access or money or power who's not involved in this should be fighting it tooth and nail, because they're going to replace you too. They, you know, going back to my Highlander moments, you know, there can only be one. Let me go back to Joseph wants to talk about the Ukraine, which I was getting into about the whole East-West divide, where, you know, Joe Biden is signaling, saying, well, you know, if you come in and take Eastern Ukraine and split it up like we've done in the past with Vietnam and Korea and Germany and even the United States, divide and conquer, well, that's okay, and we'll not. But the scary thing about the Council on Foreign Relations, and maybe Joseph would get into some of this, is that they are okay with using nuclear weapons. That is and has been one of the official points of view put out in the Foreign Affairs magazine, the mouthpiece of the Council on Foreign Relations, that limited use of nuclear weapons is okay. Let me go to Joseph. Joseph, you still there? Professor, well, Joseph.
Yeah, I'm here. I can believe that there are some people that are crazy enough to think that the limited use of nuclear weapons is okay.
One oh, look, we had Fukushima. Fukushima happened and nothing happened, right? And I'm kidding. Well, I'm being facetious.
The one thing that tells me that there are people that think like that about how the future is going to go is those damn Georgia Guidestones.
Well, how about Plowshares for Peace, which was a Kennedy initiative to use nuclear weapons to build dams and canals and yada, yada, yada?
Well, okay, but when I have a copy of what's on the Georgia Guidestones. Somebody got it for me. And when I read it, I realized that the people who think like this, they know how the future is going to be, because they're the ones that are going to shape it. They're the ones that are going to construct
it. They wrote the script. Yep.
They wrote the script so they know how the movie's going to end. Or at least go. And what I was, I think it was either
yesterday or tomorrow, I heard something on
National Public Radio about this Ukraine thing and Russia. NATO in the future wants to get its natural, they want to be heated, not by necessarily Russian natural gas, But they want they want electricity to heat the homes of Europe.
Wait, what was Hunter Biden caught up in there not too long ago?
What do you mean? Was that it?
Yeah, it was oil.
Okay.
Energy.
Well, I don't know how the technicalities of how you switch from natural gas to heating the homes of Europe up using electricity, but that would be, I guess, the use of oil rather than, you know, acquiring natural gas.
Energy.
It's all about the energy. It's all about energy use. Yeah. And was it the interesting thing was that they said that this may be Putin's, or maybe you could say Russia, but Putin's last big flexing of muscles regarding the value of natural gas over NATO, using his natural gas, Russian natural gas.
The way things are right now, I could see Joe Biden going to war in the Ukraine against Russia and losing phenomenally and then surrendering the entire United States to Russia.
Well,
I know how bizarre that sounds, but that's how crazy these people are.
I do think that the war is next month. It's not, you know, here's the big thing. And this sounds like the history professor, Joseph. This came out on the internet, on your smartphones. They can't fight a war in that part of the world during the spring, because that's when the snow and the mud just screws up the progress of armies in the field.
Yeah, well, the Nazis learned that,
out on the
right?
internet.
Yeah, the Nazis learned that in the Soviet Union, right?
Nazis and Napoleon.
Exactly.
Napoleon had an army of 600,000 men.
Yep.
So that was one of the largest armies the world had ever seen.
But do you realize that losing a war can be just as profitable as winning a war? You ever heard of dead peasants insurance, where they insure the soldiers? And we even had this in Vietnam. We had it more recently in Iraq. Vietnam, it was $100,000 per soldier, and then in Iraq it was up to 200 and something. And then 400, and then 600,000, you could get supplementary insurance. And then what they would do is they would play games and say, well, yeah, but they're not eligible for the insurance because they weren't killed in the right way or in the right manner or in the right place. And they died in a hospital in, you know, Bagram Air Base or whatever. And, oh, well, sorry, you know, we'll pay it out, but we're only going to give you a small percentage of it. And it's like, what?
Well,
and so, no, but what happens is these guys, like Walmart was doing this. Walmart was insuring their own employees and then collecting the death benefits. So this is an ancient game that goes back to Rome. And, you know, think of insurance and who owns and controls that, the mob. They're able to insure things and then by their destruction make more money off the destruction rather than continuing business. And look at what's going on here in the United States. They've decimated the United States.
There's a great old movie from 1965 or 64. It has Stephen Boyd and Sophia Loren in it. It's called The Fall of the Roman Empire.
Yeah.
That's when she really looked hot back there in 1965, 64. But anyway, the thing is...
Well, you're going to have hot women if you're going to have the destruction of empire.
You watch the last 15 minutes, I say, of that movie, and you're shocked at the way they depict in that movie. I think it's Italian and English they made that movie. It's shocked at the way you think we're the cynical people. You think, you know, when we moderns here in the 21st century, you should see how they play those parts in that last.
Sure, it's
15, 20 minutes of that movie.
It's a classic.
They
have
the crown of Rome is held up by a Roman general as your military establishment, and he's auctioning it off to powerful, rich Roman civilians, citizens, you know, who run
well,
the country.
No, but that goes towards the privatization of it all. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I want to mention that the Antichrist, and everybody's talking about and end times and all this other good stuff, is a lot of these are parables. They're warnings. They're fables. They're allegories to warn and inform us of how they play this game, so that we know and understand, because, you know, we don't want kingdoms. We don't want kings and queens. We want self-governance, to where you can protect yourself in a system and you don't have to rely on somebody else. I mean, even the concept of lawyers or attorneys is an issue, to where you can get processed out of court regardless of the merits of, like, even now, Chevron deference, the administrative state, where you can't even get into a real court. You're in a police court, a police commission in the executive branch. It's insane. But hold on, Joseph. I'll carry you over. We're going to break, and we'll be right back.
After 84 weeks of free live stream music shows, FunkyUncle.live has moved our shows to The Howling Wolf, so we can bring the funk to you every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We're selling tickets at the door and on our website for only $10, and tickets are half off at the door with a valid student ID. And don't worry if you aren't able to join us at The Howling Wolf. FunkyUncle.live will still be live streaming the show every Wednesday for free. Coming to the FunkyUncle.live stage on January 26th, it's Colin Davis and the Mad Dogs. And on February 2nd, Squirrel Nut Zippers. 100% of proceeds generated from ticket sales goes to the Funk Fund that has raised over $550,000 and helped over 700 musicians and gig workers. So join us for a great cause at the Howling Wolf or at FunkyUncle.live. Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey y'all, The Beat Exchange has a new time slot, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans, The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Everything old is new again is changing time from 1 o'clock on Saturdays to 9 a.m. WGSO, 990 a.m. David Cohen, what do you think?
Well, we've got to wake up earlier, but I'm just as excited for 9 o'clock.
How about that? Everything old is new again. Going to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning on WGSO 990 at 9 a.m. Stop brewing the coffee. Let's get going here. We got to start early here. Oh, boy. All right.
Each year, hurricanes and major flooding threaten cities, towns, and rural homes across the Gulf states. So chances are there will be more storms and floods near here again. And between school, sports, and social lives, chances are you won't be with your kids when it happens. Will they know what to do? Ready.gov/kids has all the educational tools and information to make the conversation easy. When the time comes, chances are they'll feel prepared, not scared. So talk with your family today.
Brian Diaz with the NOLA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drink and food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOLADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 a.m.
Cool. Got that upbeat coming back music. Yeah, if you don't realize that 9/11 was an inside job and it wasn't a bunch of Saudi box cutter wielding terrorists, there's no way like what was carried out and how it played out. I mean, even if you look at the destruction of, I don't know if it was Tower 1 or 2, When it was coming down, it was leaning over. It was going, you know, out of its footprint easily, and it was corrected. And you can see that in the footage to where it's like, what? That doesn't happen. Because, you know, the Trade Center that was still there would have blocked and had it continue and had it even tilt over more, resisting the downward movement. And that's not what happened. It was taken out underneath it. It was assisted to suck it into its own footprint. And, you know, looking at that and what's going on with COVID and how they can force, you know, propaganda upon us all. Everyone, every single person needs to resist and get better informed and pass the word and tell people what's going on and the truth of the matters. Joseph, you were talking Ukraine, or did you go somewhere else?
Well, I can go all over the place.
Yeah,
but the thing is, you remember a movie called Catch 22?
Yeah.
Well, I think it was. That's when the
Roy Scheider, Roy Scheider, the guy that was in Jaws.
I think he was in that.
And then he had his Jaguar, and he wired it to lock the doors, and he gave the Jaguar to the guy that was had set him up, and his wife.
I think Alan Arkin was in Catch 22, but might be wrong. I might think he was in that. But the thing is, what is interesting about that movie was that there's a little ricochets back to how the Knights Templars, who actually formed to fight the Muslims, eventually go into business with the Muslims.
Yeah, and they...
You don't think that would happen, but after a while, I guess war makes people jaded.
Yeah, but even that...
Think in terms of,
but, Joseph, the kingdom of Judea, the kingdom of Judah, was part of the Persian Empire before it was taken over in the Crusades and everything, and, you know, the holy city and conquered and held against the Muslims or Persians and, you know, yada, yada, yada. If you start learning history, and not only our own history in the United States, and even things like the Bush family and who they're, and the Hinckleys and the Reagans and all the quote unquote intermarriages, like I brought up at the beginning of the show, Kimberly Guilfoyle being the ex wife of Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, who's a graduate of the World Economic Young Global Leaders Program. And, you know, she's married to Donald Trump Jr. And it's like, wait, Kimberly, couldn't you tell us a little bit about Gavin and warn us and tell us and, you know, let us know like what a dirtbag he is? No, nothing. Silence.
You see, that's why it's so important. You just said the truth. You said that don't put all your trust in Trump. Well,
right.
I started to see something when I heard that, when I heard it brought up about Lisa Page and Peter Strzok.
Yeah, you brought that up before on the show.
When I heard that remark, when I heard some...
Repeat that again so it's clearer to the listeners.
About that thing called, we have a secret society watching our back.
Right, so they're okay. And they even got their jobs back.
Really?
And, yeah.
Well, that was Kennedy's big... He had a speech about that.
Exactly.
Secret societies.
And I brought it up, and what happened to him? And what happened to him? He was assassinated shortly thereafter by the guy that he fired because he was president of a secret society called the Council on Foreign Relations.
And of course, my father, he was 32nd degree Freemason. But the thing is, when the International Central
Wait,
Bank...
Wait, who was? Allen? Who, Allen Dulles?
Well, I don't know about you. But I'm saying
who's
32nd degree Freemason?
Who?
Well, that's the secret society that...
No, but who was 32nd degree?
My father.
Oh, your father. Okay, right,
father.
Got it. Not just Alan Dulles. Was the president. You don't become the president of Council on Foreign Relations unless you're like 33 degree. His brother was also a member on the Council on Foreign Relations, John Dulles, and their great grandfather, John Dulles Sr., was also a member on the Council on Foreign Relations, and he helped seize Hawaii from the Hawaiians. And he didn't do it for America. He did it for the crown, because the crown now owns and controls and has for some time now the entire United States, which is no more, because we're now living in the North American Union, which was created by the North American Free Trade Agreement under Bush 1 and the North American Free Trade Agreement Implementation Act under Clinton, Bill Clinton, and the Security Prosperity Partnership that started the North American Union that we are now living in, where the United States is gone. It's been assimilated. Canada is gone. It's been assimilated. And Mexico is gone. It's been assimilated. And people like Justin Trudeau, who swore allegiance to the crown, and Queen Elizabeth specifically, are working against us all to bring us under a worldwide tyrannical constitutional monarchy that will soon, and I believe maybe even this year, be very clear to everyone that it's a communo-fascist dictatorship run out of Central Europe.
I think one of the first movies that started bringing ideas like all of this up, which we could still look back on and get an inkling of the depth of truth that all this goes into. And like I said,
1984, Brave New World,
Powerball. It was a movie, the first
incarnation
of that movie.
Rollerball.
Because John Houseman, who was in that movie, he was in a series called The Paper Chase.
You're talking about Rollerball, or?
Yeah, well, it was Rollerball.
Yeah,
that was they did a remake of Rollerball, but and the timing of this movie is very interesting. It's pretty much right after the Vietnam War.
Go figure.
It's pretty much right after America.
Well, you know the Rand Corporation, right? Like the whistleblower Ellsberg, he's a member on the Council on Foreign Relations.
Well,
Daniel Ellsberg, a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. The Rand Corporation intentionally released the Pentagon Papers.
Well, John Houseman in the movie, the shocker, the message of that movie, which I thought was the most interesting, was, and I don't think anybody, well, I don't think people were really aware of this sort of thing.
It was the mid-70s.
And it was the corporations are going to replacing the governments of the world. That's what John Houseman.
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
And
what was that, Newsroom or whatever?
Network, I think.
Network, yeah.
But in these movies that Hollywood can produce, can be certain truths that can only
but
come
I'm not
out
smoking and crack. I'm telling you, this is out. They put this all out themselves. This isn't stuff that I've created. It's out there. Go look. World Economic Forum. Go listen to some Amy Says WTF. It's unbelievable what's going on right now, and people need to know and better understand it. Sorry, Joseph, we're at the end of the show. Couple seconds. Thank you, people. We're out.